The following programming is sponsored by Total Transformation Media, Incorporated. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Come on and stand to your feet!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler.
Welcome.
We are here on Total Transformation Radio. And our topic today, Eating to Live Part 2. Y'all know about Dr. Anthony Corns. He will be back with us again today with our host, First Lady Vanessa, Miss Marcia Moore, and your boy, Dr. Howard. Our scripture reading today is found on 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, and it reads, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Let the church say amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners and radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayers. Please go to our website at TotalTransformationMedia.com and check us out. Blessings to all. Hey, y'all.
Hey,
that was real unison this time.
Yes, indeedy. We're back at it again.
Yes.
What's going on, Doc? It's good to have you here again.
Hey, family, how we doing today?
Oh, we appreciate you, Dr. Kors. You are truly just grafted in. I love it.
It's reciprocal. It is reciprocal.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Well, we're going to begin with prayer before we continue.
Come on, First Lady. Lift us up.
Oh, God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for gifting us yet another day. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way and placing our feet on a solid ground for us to stand. We say thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing. We thank you, God, for keeping us away from danger seen and unseen.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you for what you're getting ready to do and your revelational knowledge that you're going to pour out on this platform. We say thank you, God,
Jesus.
And we just lift up our nations. We lift up our neighbors, our family members going into this holiday season.
Yes,
Lord God, just
yes.
be with us now. In your precious and holy, magnificent name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Is anybody thankful for the turkey wings that are in the fridge?
Oh,
is anybody thankful for the mashed potatoes and gravy? Is anybody thankful? Come on, we're going to need some transformation after this.
We need balance. Yes. We need wisdom. We need direction. And that's why we got Dr. Corns here today.
I was waiting.
Before you indulge.
Before you indulge. Exactly, right?
Amen.
Do's and don'ts.
Amen.
So
I had to confess. That's all. I'm just confessing. I'm going to wear my sweatpants and I'm going to be all right. Amen.
Oh, I love it. Laughter makes the heart merry. How are you, Dr. Corns, since the last time we had you on?
I'm awesome. I am awesome. You know, I'm really just, you know, when you're living in your purpose and you know that what you're doing is actually impacting the lives of others, it's really enriching. You know, I had an opportunity to speak this morning on a Zoom call with an organization, and I was able to speak to their staff, and I was just really excited as I just kind of being grateful and thankful for the opportunity to impact people in such a transformative way. And I'm really great to partner with, you know, with the ministry that you all have, because our purposes align. We want to be able to transform lives. Our purposes align. So the very fact that, you know, when we are touching the green and we're sharing words of life with people is phenomenal, because His word will not go out void. It will accomplish that which is sent.
Come on. Right.
And even, you know, God forbid something happens to us, I realize even dead, I'll yet speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited to just share the words of life today. And as long as God gives me breath, and I'm appreciative of it.
I so love that. And you're right. It is so in tune with the theme of the show, from transformation, overcoming, clear into impacting, because like you said, mm-hmm. even after, that's legacy. Mm-hmm. That's what God legacy. Calls us to.
Yeah.
Discipling, that's what God mm-hmm. calls us to. And to know that you have embraced your purpose mm-hmm. in your business realm as well as in the spiritual realm, and you know right. and are gifted how to merge it, how much more mm-hmm. impactful and powerful you are under the kingdom of heaven to be His hands and feet on earth. That's why I always say I'm so honored every time we get to talk with you, every time we get to connect with you, because Amen. It really does match and align the destiny and the purpose of this show. So I again, am Most so definitely. Grateful. So let's jump right in, talking about transforming. Okay. And as you said, mm-hmm. you were talking to some people this morning on a Zoom. I had a question, like, because I want to now shift the mindset as if we were in your coaching program. As if we were in your coaching program, what are some tools in your or steps that you would do to try to get us to start to transform, start to be better, start to think better, start to have better mm-hmm. choices after you've done the wellness assessment?
Great mm-hmm. question. So it's a three-tier. It's mindset, it's skill set, and then it's tool set. Mm. So if you don't have the mindset, you can have the tools, you can have the supplements, you can have the program, you can have everything you need to have optimal health. But if you do not have the mindset, it's all in vain. You know, where your focus, your mindset is, that's the direction you're going to go in. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So one of the first things we have to do as far as we navigate that process is that I communicate, evaluate, and empower in such a way that we help you navigate the mindset. So the way we think, the way we communicate, you know, most people say things negative regarding things that are healthy, beneficial, that provides vitality for them. And then they glorify the donuts, the potato chips, all the health destroying substances of food. And that's a mindset. So we have to allow people to learn how to shift from a sick mindset to a wellness mindset. And mm-hmm. and that requires a changing the picture of the mind. So I begin to communicate with people and help them learn how to think as a person who is actually going to live well. For example, most people say derogatory things about themselves, whether their weight, whether their inability to do things. And scripture lets us know, let the weak say I am strong. Mm. Are they weak? Yes, but don't say it. You know, so say what you want. Don't say what you do not want. Say who you're going to be, not who you are. Mm. So having the type of mindset is critical. When you lock into that mindset, and I remember when I was in my early 20s, when there were no Whole Foods, my wife and I had to go out of our way to find resources and materials to help us navigate this wellness journey. But we were able to do it because we had the mindset. The mindset is critical. And let me add to it, having a why connected with that mm-hmm. mindset.
Yeah.
What's your why?
Yeah,
what's your
that's
purpose?
Good.
It has to be greater than diabetes. It has to be greater than, I want to reverse my cholesterol. It has to be, what can I take for this, doc? It has to be greater than this this disease being reversed. You know, I'm thinking about my wife. You know, I've seen individuals who've neglected their health, and I've seen wives have to care for their husbands because they neglected to take care of themselves. And this burden has fell upon this woman, and she has to, you know, roll him over, wipe him, change his clothes, and help him in and out the car. Not because he got struck by lightning or had a car accident, but only because he had a sick mindset and he did not consciously eat and have a lifestyle that will preserve the happiness of their union. So you have to connect a why to it. Mm-hmm. I thought about my grandchildren. I wanted to be able to run and enjoy them. So everything that I envisioned when I was in my 20s, I saw myself navigating 50, 60, 70. I'm now living in my 50s what I envisioned in my 20s because I had a why motivator that was connected to it. Does that make sense, everybody?
It does.
Absolutely. Yes. And you hit the nail on the head with that why, because you can't even change your mindset if you don't know your why.
Hmm. You know,
the why. And it, you know, you're saying has to be greater than the disease process or your circumstance or your situation. And that's critical. That's critical in any type of transformation.
It is critical. Yeah. And if that why is important enough, if you lock into that why and you have a vision for your health. So the question is, what is your vision for your health? I ask my clients, what is your vision for your health? And most people don't have a vision for their health. They know that they don't want to get sick. They know that they don't want to be on medications. But most of us do not have a vision for their health. And I realize the importance of it, not just theoretically, but I understand it practically and personally because I had a vision for my health that I've held on to for year after year after year. And I'm living that vision because that vision became how I navigated through life. Is that making sense? So even when I made choices as it relates to my food, it was predicated on what my vision was for my health and what was my why motivator. And if it began to go against that vision, then if it did not fit, I had to acquit.
My God, it must have quit. Wow. My God, what is your vision for your health?
Yes.
Dr. Corns, I'm thinking about that. We have a vision for everything else. We got a vision for our family. We got a vision for the church. We got a vision on the job, the community. But a vision for our health.
Yes. You know, the Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. But I guess the question that I want to ask, what are we supposed to write in that vision?
Mm.
You know, and going into deeper, I know people are like saying, well, Dr. Corns, what should we eat? Can you delve right into just telling us some of the foods that we should be eating.
I still want my fried chicken Sunday after service.
I still want my potato salad. We don't eat fried chicken.
Come on, we still want that. We still want it. I'm confessing all.
That's all right. Hey, to thyself be true. We have to be honest with ourselves and honest with God.
Amen.
But that's a great question. And answering that question, I want to add value to the choices that we make. So one thing we discover that in the book of Psalms 103, verse 5, it says, satisfy thy mouth with good things, and thy youth shall be renewed like an eagle. Now, where does good things come from? The book of Genesis chapter 2 tells us, out of the ground, God allowed to grow every tree that was good for food. So we realize that what is that God wants us to satisfy our mouth with that is defined as good comes out of the ground. Okay?
Yes.
Now, here's the principle. When it comes from a plant and not an industrial plant, then we have something that is a part of God's restoration plan. And what we have to understand as believers or non-believers is that food has a purpose, not just to satisfy appetite, but to bring restoration. To bring restoration of mind, body, and spirit. And the best food that is suitable for restoration in mind, body, and spirit is plant-based foods in their original sources.
That's right.
So the closer we get to plant-based foods in their original sources, the greater vitality we will have, the greater longevity we will have, the greater strength we will have, all right? So what I'm referring to is the fact that the promise of Psalms 103, verse 5, is if we satisfy our mouth with these good things, these plant-based foods, he says that your youth shall be renewed like an eagle. In other words, he's saying, I cannot change your chronological age, but I can change your biological age.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Dr. Corns, I know that you're 54 years old, but the way you're moving around, you're in your early 30s. Are you feeling me?
Yeah.
So what happens is that God adds vitality and longevity to us and increases wellness if we begin to incorporate more living foods into our diets. And let me just be clear with our listeners. If you focus on what's bad for you, that's the wrong focus. I'm not anti anything. I'm pro-life. Okay? And what I mean by that, my focus is on what produces life for me. And when I focus on what produces life for me, I clearly see what does not give me life. The teller and the people in the bank do not study fake bills. They study the real bills.
My
and
Lord.
When a fake one comes up, they know it's not authentic because they've been so thoroughly trained in what is the real authentic currency.
That's powerful.
So likewise, when you focus in the original diet, the real authentic food that God gave to man, which came out of the ground fresh, and you start moving in that direction, you start moving towards the most holy place, then you're going to find yourself optimizing, more clarity of thought, because the body does not have to go through all this heroic digestion of breaking down these complicated foods. Mm. They're simple. Mm. It does not create a whole lot of waste, so there's not that inflammation and toxicity that is built up. So you're able to navigate with an optimal life and vitality. And I'll close with this, is that let me give you an action step based on that question. It doesn't happen overnight, but if each individual will take their plate, even in Thanksgiving time, and at least have half of that plate fresh food, start with a 50-50 plan. Whatever's on the right hand of the plate, let at least the left side of that plate be garnished with fresh, raw fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, not roasted nuts, live, living nuts and seeds. And those are the types of foods that build health. If you can start there, just that alone, you will see a major game change in your health and wellness.
So, Dr. Corns, what you're saying is if Adam and Eve don't recognize it, it ain't good for you.
You're so dead on, because that's how my life personally changed, and that's how Eaticure started. But we're getting ready to go into our first commercial already. You know, go ahead.
Come on. Commercial break is here. But I'm telling you what, y'all better start. Y'all better sit down, strap on your seatbelts, and get ready for the rest of this.
No pad and pen.
Dr. Corns is blowing our minds and preparing our hearts to live better, to eat better, and to do better.
Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at Eaticure.com. 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore. founder of Eticure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eticure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eticure@gmail.com. Eticure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
It's your boy, Dr. Howard, on Total Transformation Radio. Go to our new website at TotalTransformationMedia.com to learn more about our services, products, and sponsorship opportunities. We can't wait to come to your corporation, church, music event, or conference. Check us out at TotalTransformationMedia.com. God bless you.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
This is Dr. Howard.
And First Lady Vanessa Howard.
From Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. We are calling all indie Christian recording artists to submit your music to the new Spotify playlist at Buzzing Indie Gospel Music by Gospel Music Buzz.
If your music has a powerful gospel message with the lyrics to inspire, submit your Christian music to Gospel Music Buzz at Gospel Music Buzz at Gmail and on Instagram at Gospel Music Buzz.
We look forward to listening. Peace and blessings.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyTeraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Hey y'all, it's your boy Dr. Howard on Total Transformation Radio. You can purchase my book, Transforming Male Leaders in the 21st Century, on Amazon. If you are looking for the blueprint to transform your life, your family, your church, and your community, don't wait. Go get it and your life will never be the same. Blessings. I'm out. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are here on Total Transformation Radio with our now familiar guest, Dr. Corns. And man, you blew our mind in our transforming segment. Now we're moving into overcoming. How do we overcome these urges and desires when the holidays come?
Wow. That's a great question.
You might be able to help me and somebody else listening for sure.
Yeah, I would answer that question, you know, from a scientific perspective and a biblical perspective. There's some things that will not come out except with prayer and fasting.
Yes.
So there needs to be a detox. There needs to be a Day of Atonement, a Yom Kippur. I think everyone within the sound of my voice needs to plan to have a cleanse detox. Because what happens is, see, food creates feelings. There are chemicals in foods. One of the greatest addictions that the world has, especially in the westernized world, is an addiction to food. The thing about food is socially acceptable. If I give my child crack cocaine, they will arrest me and take my child and take it from out of my custody. But if I feed my child to death, there's no crime associated with that.
My God.
At least in the order of our society, that's a crime in heaven. but not among men. So for the most of us, we are addicted to food. There are individuals that are hired that designed our food. They're called flavorists. So they put chemicals in the food to give foods a specific taste, a taste that is addictive, that stimulates the nerves of the brain to allow those brain cells to overactive and become addictive to the very foods that we eat. This is why we go from drinking one Coke to liters of Coca-Cola and various types of beverages like that. You know, and certain types of foods from the fast food restaurants. That's why they all taste the same. Even when you purchase orange juice, if you purchase Tropicana, it tastes the very same every time. I have a juice presser. I press orange juice and grapefruit juice in the morning. I had some this morning. It tastes different almost each time, depending on the taste and the flavor of the oranges. So to continue with that is the fact that our foods are engineered. So most of us eat processed food, so we are creating addiction to food. So what do we need to do? In order to break the addiction, there are some things that Jesus said will not come out except with prayer and fasting. And Scripture says, know ye not that your body is a temple. So we can learn from the ancient temple. And what took place in the ancient temple, once a year there was a cleansing of the temple, a cleansing of the sanctuary. So if our body is a temple, there needs to be a cleansing of our temple. You don't want to add old wine to new bottles. You don't want to just stop eating bad and start eating good. Why is there a scientific problem with that? It's because your fat cells have stored all of these toxins. If you smoke, if you drank, if you ate candy bars and all of those things, the toxins from those and the chemicals from those foods are stored in your fat cells. So they call you. And this is why when you smell that food, it calls you. And it says, come to me, come to me. You know, Jesus. Because the toxins are inside of your body, the brain cells, and your whole body physiology craves these certain types of anti-nutrients that I call them. So in order to break the addiction and start afresh, we need to do a cleanse. There are seven channels of elimination that the Creator has given us. So we have to make sure we clean our bowels and our lymph nodes and our skin and our blood and our liver and our lungs and our respiratory system and our urinary system. All of these channels are designed to eliminate waste, and there are herbs and plants that facilitate the cleansing of these symptoms, of these systems. You know, like psyllium husk, and that it cleanses the bowels. Cleavers is an herb that cleanses the lymphatic system. You have herbs like burdock that have an affinity to cleanse the skin. Is that making sense?
Yes,
you have
mullein.
Mullein is a powerful respiratory cleanser. Mm. And you know what? I live in the country of Tennessee, and all along the roadway, guess what you see is mullein. God has placed the plants where the problem is, and all that exhaust that's coming out of these cars, the roadsides are full of mullein because they absorb all of the toxins that are in the air. And it does the same thing in our lungs. So I said all that to say to add value to the product of cleansing and detoxification. If we cleanse and detox, and then once we cleanse and detox the entire body, we're not only cleansing the physical, we're cleansing the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual as well. Okay? And then we reintroduce foods in a more natural state, meaning that we're eating whole nuts and seeds. We're eating green leafy vegetables. We're eating yams, potatoes. And even if we want to, you know, flavor them, we can use natural sweeteners like honey or agave or maple syrup. Apples and oranges and grapefruits and bananas and all of these living fresh foods. If you cleanse the system first, then your taste buds will have a greater affinity to that which God created. Right now, our taste buds are perverted from eating unnatural foods. And it's difficult for some people to eat healthy because they've created an attraction and an addiction to eating foods that are unnatural. Yes. But cleansing and detoxification will be a game changer for individuals who are looking to navigate suboptimal health and moving into that arena of optimal health. That's the process of doing it.
And let me tell you how I agree with you 100%, because the fat cells hold in the memory from the things that you ate that weren't correct. For those that know my story, I was a forensic scientist. I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry, but I've always wanted to heal people with sickness and disease since I was 11. So when I ruptured a disc in my neck and I had to come out of work, I was bedridden for 7 years because I developed autoimmune issues from the stress and trauma. So I naturally had to pay attention to what I put in my body, because each thing I put in my body gave me a reaction. Now, fast forward to today, I was 7 years bedridden, 3 years on a walker and cane. Eat a Cure Wellness was birthed out of that process to help people live well, mind, body, and spirit. However, this was my question for the overcoming section as we get ready to have to go to break soon. What does one do to recover from a setback, relapse, or traumatic event? Because what happened to me was I was eating better. My mindset was better. I've learned 31 natural herbs just by the Holy Spirit showing me what my body needed. Then I started to study, but I didn't get to finish the natural wellness certificate because Eat a Cure had launched. In the middle of the pandemic, then I also added the exercise, my Caribbean dance fitness company, because I started to walk again, dancing in the water. Now, fast forward 2 years ago, I had a house fire. We were moved around for 5.5 months. In that 5.5 months, we didn't have a stove for 3 of those months. So I was forced to not be able to eat the way my body was naturally used to eating, as well as the trauma of the house fire, and then trying to deal with my adult sons as we were all trying to navigate before we got back home. Long story short, I had a relapse. My body started to gain weight. I started to eat the things that I hadn't eaten for almost five years. And now, from there, 20 pounds were added. I kind of had gotten back when we moved back, but then menopause hit me. So I now, Dr. Corns, am 65 pounds heavier than I was from 2 years ago. And I'm almost back to the point in the beginning all over again. Body pain, immune flare-up, all of those issues. What do you suggest for somebody to overcome? I would have never thought I would have been back in this position.
Yeah, and it can happen when the circumstances arise that interfere with our natural flow. So to answer that question in two parts, first of all, for those who are listening, if you are navigating in a direction towards wellness, we have to have built-in strategies to deal with possible issues that may arise. So in your mind, you don't expect anything to go wrong, but at least have some type of infrastructure, some type of plan of action, some type of thought processes to help you navigate the possibility of things not going the way it normally flows. Secondly, is that though you fall, you have to get back up. You have to start again. What has to happen is that you want to put yourself in a situation where you have a community and you have a system to get you back to where you were and better than you were before.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing about the righteousness of God. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. In other words, whatever has conquered us in our life, the remedy that God's had is going to be much more than the problem.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
That's the God we serve.
Yes.
That is the God we serve.
If that's the question and you want to be your better you, that means that, and this is the reality, not only in the natural world, but in the supernatural world, that the Creator can not only restore what the locusts have eaten.
My God.
He can do far more abundantly than you can ever ask or think. So that means we go back to the plan in which God has instituted, and the plan he has given us is that we need to do a cleanse and we need to do a detox. Okay? Not only that, we need community. That's why God sent them out in twos, and they were 12. It
Come
was community.
On, two by two.
They were not alone. Mm. So when you're looking to navigate to where you want to be, you have to connect with people that are going to where you're going. Mm. You know, from Egypt to the Canaan land, you have
Come
to
on.
Move with people
Come
who
on.
Are heading towards God's kingdom. And here's the reality. We're not just talking heaven. When you start making transitions in your lifestyle, you're moving towards God's kingdom. Now, when they came out of Egypt and made their way to the promised land, God gave them health. And it was not a feeble one among them.
Come on.
So that means that God wants to restore you. So again, the first step, I would do a cleanse. And I would connect with this guy I know named Dr. Corn.
No, that's right. That's right. Everybody better get a Dr. Hey, Corn. Do you understand me? Because guess what? Marcia Moore of Edicure Wellness is going to sit up right under Mr. Corn's, Dr. Corn's tutelage to get myself well and get back on track to keep others well.
Amen. Amen. I told you, you got triplets. Stop playing with me, Doc. Right.
We got to go to our next commercial break.
Commercial break.
Halftime.
Total Transformation Radio. We'll be right back.
Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. He is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's put our hands together and celebrate him. Son is given. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born. Who was slain for us?
Welcome back. We are here in our final segment before our Preacher's Corner with our special guest, part two, Eating to Live with Dr. Anthony Corns. Man, it's been fire already. Come on. Let's keep it going.
Listen, Dr. Corns, you bless my soul because I already knew that we were connected through the Holy Spirit. And I knew it was more than just for Eat-A-Cure Wellness because I always look internally first. You don't even know how I was in tears because I had been fighting the system. I had been fighting the doctors. They had put me on all kind of pills again. It took me back to 2013 all over again. And I said, Lord, I cannot do this. I know you called me to more. I know you called. And even though I learned more herbs through the menopause phase and all of that, the damage had already been done from the medications I was on. And then now my mind, I got to renew your mind in the likeness of Christ. You have to cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself above the authority of God. My heart posture was weary, frustrated, and, you know, then I just went backwards. I would have never, ever, ever thought. So I knew I needed to come along somebody that had my same scientific mind, that had my same love to want to impact people to be well, mind, body, and spirit, which is why I love this radio show. And I love, you know, the Howards because I knew it keeps me grounded, but I knew God was sending me to you. I knew that it was going to help me overcome because I said, there's no way that you're going to send me out into the grandness that you are to impact lives, and I can't bear the weight of his glory to do my assignment.
And I'll say this. This is very important, and God has put this vision and this plan in my mind based on how I've connected with people. So just in your personal journey, and I think this can connect with everybody who's listening, is that we need a system. How do you navigate from where we are in our suboptimal health to optimal health? We need a system. We need a plan. Okay. So just like in the natural world, is in the spiritual world, God had a plan of redemption, and a plan of redemption needs to be with our health as well. Secondly, that we need community. So that's why I've developed a community, because I realize that it's difficult to navigate this by ourselves. People need to be in community where they're like-minded individuals. Doesn't mean they understand everything. It's just being in the room with people that have the same mission and desires, et cetera. You know, it brings the spirit of unity. And that's the Holy Spirit, you know? Just us talking about health and us communicating these aspects of wellness, it creates a spiritual power and a desire to live well because we're talking about it. But what happens when the program is over with? We have to continue it. You just can't, you know, what was good for yesterday is not good for today. This is why he says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You may have heard my voice yesterday. You may have heard my voice last week. But then you have to have a new voice today. So when it comes to health and wellness, just like in the spiritual world, you need a new voice. We need to have a community. We have to tap into resources that's going to help us move in the direction in which God is ideal for his children, that they may prosper and be in health even as their soul prosper. I don't expect anyone to do that alone. And this is why, you know, the Lord has impressed upon me to have not only courses and the training, because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but also have a community platform where people can tap into resources so they can learn. And not only that, having a coaching platform. Even the greatest performers and athletes, et cetera, and businessmen, they have coaches.
Absolutely. We need accountability, that can mentors.
Coach us and counter and consult us. But often we don't invest in those particular areas. And this is why we are not living more abundantly. We're living. We're going to Walmart. We're finding that scooter and we're riding around.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we're living.
Yeah.
you know, baby, give me that glass of water over there. Can you go in there and give me those chips up there on the second shelf there? You know, and they're sitting on the couch. We have to live life more abundantly.
Yes.
And in order to do that, we have to have practical systems in place.
Yes.
If you're listening, if you don't connect to me, you need to connect with someone who can give you, help you navigate a mindset, navigate a skill set, knowing how to do it, how to juice, how to prepare certain foods. And then the tool set, what types of things can we use? You know, whether it's a gym membership, maybe there's a certain blender, maybe there's a certain juicer, maybe there's certain tools that you need. Like, for example, I have a citric juice press that I make fresh juice with. There's certain tools that when you start moving into the realm of the healthy wealthy. Did you catch that?
Healthy wealthy. I love
the
it.
The healthy wealthy. Yeah.
Hey, that's a t-shirt.
That's right.
That's a t-shirt. When you move in the realm of the healthy wealthy, there's certain things that the healthy wealthy do. The healthy wealthy, they have juices. I ask people all the time when they enroll in my programs, do you have a television? They say, yeah. Do you have a juicer? No, I don't have a juicer. I say, well, sell your TV and get a juicer.
My God. Sell one of them four TVs.
Right.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Sell
it.
And the game systems. Come on.
And the game systems.
You
have a value system in the wrong places.
My.
Have one, but prioritize your resources.
Wow.
You know, if you juice it, you know, and let me just say this. You know, God says in Isaiah 65, verse 8, I believe. He says, as the grape is in the cluster, and one says, destroy it not, because there's a blessing in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you juice that fresh juice, the juices have lysosomes in it. Lysosomes are enzymes that's in the plant.
Yes.
And those enzymes will circulate throughout your body. And if there's necrotic tissue, if there's cancer cells, if there's any decay in your body, it will act like Pac-Man and begin to eat it up. That's the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it's a blessing, but he didn't say it was lysosomes. He didn't say that he didn't give us the actual chemical. It's up to us to research and find out what's in it. What's the blessing?
Yeah.
He also says in Exodus 23:25, he says, I'll bless thy bread and thy water. It doesn't say Coca-Cola.
Jesus.
That word bread means food. Mm-hmm. And I'll bless your bread and your water. And he said, I will take sickness from the midst of thee. Mm. He said, I'm going to take it from the midst of thee. So when we tap into the resources that God has given us, the tools in nutrition and using juices and using herbs and using exercise and tapping into all of these resources, then we create an environment where the seed can germinate.
Yeah.
Let that resonate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We create the environment. We create good ground. And the problem why individuals are failing because they don't have good ground.
Jesus.
So you literally just broke down the impacting section of the show.
Come on.
How one can be useful transforming their mind, body, and spirit.
Correct. My God.
So we got about 3 minutes left, Dr. Corns. Let people know how they can reach you, your upcoming events. I saw a retreat coming up. I'm trying to tell my adult sons to try to fly out and join it at one point to just sit up under you as well. Let them know what you're doing and how they can reach you for your coaching services, for your giftings all around, and just the blessing to get everybody a Dr. Corns, y'all.
All right. If you're on social media, everything is Dr. Corns. So add Dr. Corns for Facebook, for Instagram. But you can also go to drcorns.com. All of my information, contact information is there. You can, the number is 256-715-7947. You can email me, call my office, and we can set up the first 15-minute consultation is free. I can give you some information on how I can possibly help you, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through some type of training through our courses, or whether it's through community. But I will say to anyone who's listening, reach out to me. I believe opportunities, God create opportunities like this to take us from where we are to where we need to be.
That's
so nice. drcorns.com, reach out to me. Let me help you. That's what I'm here for. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
You know, connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, or email us, email me at, you can go to drcorns.com. All my information is there. And it's DrCHorenes, DrCHorenes.com.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. And all of you out there listening, you better call Dr. Corns before you get to this Thanksgiving.
Seriously, we gave you some tips. You better replay this a couple times. And I agree, because even a small point of impacting just what you're saying here today, you're not telling them to take away everything right away. Just add what you need. Add 50% of what you need until your body adjusts and shifts and has the affinity and the taste for the things that are good for you, because you will start to feel different. You will start to taste different. I am a living witness. I went from 17 pills three times a day to on no medication, nothing, transforming my diet, my eating, my whole lifestyle, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So I am living proof. Amen. And even in this setback, God has allowed me to link with a Dr. Corns to come alongside of me and get me right back where I need for longevity to do his work. So we're living witnesses today. We're not just telling you these things. We're living these things. So I thank you, Dr. Corns. Dr. Howard, Mrs. Howard, do you have any 30 seconds last minute before we go to Preacher's Corner?
We got
thank
the Preacher's
you again.
Corner coming up. And Dr. Corns, we thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding that you're sharing with us. But there's just three things real quick that you said: mindset, skill set, and tool set.
Yes.
Yes.
Reach out to Dr. Corns and get all of those things in order.
Yeah.
To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And Lord, we just thank you for our special guest, Dr. Anthony Corns. That's C-H-O-R-N-E-S.
Yes.
We bless you as we move into the Preacher's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Pastor Leia, and I bring you greetings from the Victory Tribe Online Ministries. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I'm reading the New King James Version. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. The word prosper in this scripture means to excel, to succeed and do well in the totality of your being. God wants us to do well in body, in mind, and in spirit. This is not just about money, riches, and other material wealth. It's about total well-being of Christians. It means having the blessing of the Lord upon your life so greatly that you are then able to impart the same blessings into the lives of others. It means that there is manifestation of God's great grace upon your life, which causes everything that concerns you to succeed, to flourish. It allows you to enjoy prosperity that comes with riches, wealth, happiness, peace, and fulfillment. The reason that God wants us to prosper is for the furtherance of the gospel. This means that he wants everything concerning you to speak a great testimony about how good he is. Listen, everything that we do is for his name's sake. If you listen to Dr. Chorns today, he made it clear that we would not be in good health or prosper in anything without truly having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you don't know him, pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Oh God, I thank you for making the ultimate sacrifice so that I can prosper. I ask you to come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me today, then you're on your way to being able to experience the greatness and the goodness of our God. you're on your way to being able to experience the manifestation of God's great grace in your own life. Listen, it is our prayer today that your soul may prosper, that everything concerning you would be blessed because of your direct connection to the blesser, to the one that has created the heavens and the earth, to the one that keeps us from falling, to the one that presents us faultless before his throne of grace. It is our prayer that you leave here knowing Jesus. And because you know him, you can begin to exceed in all things. Thanks for listening today. We pray that something has drawn you closer to your Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take care. Be blessed.